Fort Wayne's Morning News is driven by the O'Daniel Automotive Group. Stop by any of the five area O'Daniel locations or shop online at odanielauto.com to get your best deal.
Welcome back, Wawaland. We are continuing our conversation from the last break about this South Bend administrator who asked a police officer to leave her elementary school for no other reason than she wanted to talk to the chief first about these standard community safety walkthroughs. To fill us in on what's going on, we turn to a man that you hear every once in a while here on WoWo, Casey Hendrickson from our sister station, 95.3 MNC in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Casey.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I'm doing good. This story is happening in your backyard, and I know you've been following it closely. What has transpired since this administrator, her name is Dr. Cheryl Camacho, what's happened since she's asked this officer to leave her elementary school?
Yeah, what's interesting is we have learned that the day before this officer was going through the walkthrough, there was actually a school shooting threat at that school. So this is right around the anniversary. I think it was on the same day, the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. So somebody had made a threat at that school. So the following day, the South Bend Police Department kind of issued a recommendation that all officers kind of pay attention to schools. And this officer had visited the school many times over the years. This is a part of his regular beat. And he went into the school to just check in on him. And Dr. Camacho threw him out because she felt unsafe. And then afterwards, when the article broke from realnewsmichiana.com, she went on an 8-page diatribe on Facebook about her truth, being a black woman, police officers making her feel threatened, and how the article written by realnewsmichiana.com was both racist and sexist. We also found out that the chief of the board for these schools has been arrested multiple times for DUI and is currently on probation for DUI. He supported Dr. Camacho's throwing out the police officer, but he's also supported defunding police on his Facebook page and social media and even abolishing ICE.
Wow. Those are all new pieces of the story to me, Casey. I had no idea. I did see her a very lengthy Facebook post about this this incident, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, in the video, the body cam footage of the officer from this incident, she says, hey, before these walkthroughs even continue to proceed, which we know now why the police officer was there in this particular scenario, but she said that she wants to meet with the chief first and have a conversation. Do we know if she ever met with the chief of the South Bend Police Department?
Well, according to Sam Satellis, who is the chief of the board for these particular schools, apparently she did send a email to the sector chief and had apparently a conversation. We don't have any details about what transpired in that conversation just yet. I assume that that'll probably break in the next couple of days. But FOP Lodge 36 for the police department did, in fact, release a statement that, you know, they were pretty disgusted by the display that they had. But in the video, when people watch the video, and she says, I know we had an incident with a student yesterday. Well, that was the school shooting threat that was in the original video. So, again, all new information that has recently just been coming out, and more details are still coming out every day.
Casey, help me with this. I can't figure this out. Why is she in this organization that she heads, the, quote, South Bend Empowerment Zone? Why is she or this organization in charge of any kind of policy like this, especially when it comes to student safety? I mean, do we even have an answer to that question?
Yeah, so the Empowerment Zone was basically set up for schools that were problem schools in the South Bend School District. So it was kind of a way for the South Bend School District to still control five schools without saying that they're a part of the South Bend School District. So they're getting creative in how they're handling the students while also simultaneously creating a very interesting way for them to maybe remove some bad test scores, some disciplinary incidents from their actual statistics. Because a lot of the people on the board for the Empowerment Zone are the same people that are on the board for the South Bend School District, but the South Bend School District issued a statement saying, hey, these are not us. We don't have any problems with it. Not a big deal. And then we also cannot ignore the Black Lives Matter propaganda that was on the wall in the actual school hallway that the officer was in.
Yeah, if folks haven't seen the video, I'll be sure to share it on my Facebook page. Casey, I did play some audio from it at 5:40 here on Fort Wayne's Morning News. But I want to go back to this Facebook post that she made. I mean, it's the longest Facebook post I've ever seen. It was just too lengthy. I couldn't read it all. But she says in this post, and I'm reading it verbatim, she says, as a black woman, the actions that the officer in question chose to take as he broadcasted this inaccurate portrayal across the city made and continue to make me feel unsafe. In this video, the officer does radio in this incident. What does she mean by inaccurate portrayal across the city when he makes this broadcast to call this in?
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, the officer didn't broadcast this. This was an information request that was made by RealNewsMichiana.com. It took him some time to obtain body cam footage. And RealNewsMichiana.com is what released the body cam footage. The police officer didn't release this. They're not allowed to release body cam footage to the public. So she's already lying about that. But, you know, at the end of the video, if you watch the video, basically he radios in. He lets her know. He radios in to dispatch, and he lets them know what happened. And then he also says, hey, you're going to be kind of disgusted when you watch my body cam. And to be honest, I've asked him with her behavior. But hey, when it's your truth, I guess you can write an 8-page diatribe about how you're a victim.
Yeah, that's how she worded it, that it was her truth. Really quick, Casey, I've only got like 20 seconds here. But what do you think this teaches kiddos in her school when it comes to police officers?
I had police officers who showed up in my elementary school. I had them routinely at my school at high school. We never had any issues. We were never afraid. We always thought it was cool when police officers showed up. The fact that they don't want them means they don't want police officers to build relationships with the youth, especially youth in a problem, air quote, problem school, which is going to further perpetuate the problems and the rift that happens in high crime-ridden low-income areas and the police department, which will further make things continue to decline with the relationship with the police in the community.
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree with you. Casey, it's always a pleasure having you on. I'm sure we'll be chit-chatting again in the future, my man.
Thank you, Kayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.